Kapil, on the bottom of the Dalai Lama base. Aval Simcha Eino Noheges Ela Bezman. Even though the Kfarim are Makdim to Yom HaKnisa, and they also give Matanas Levyonim on that day, but Simcha of Michael Mishta, the Simcha, is Dafka on the 14th. So the Kfarim, therefore, read the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, and they give Matanas Levyonim, but Mishta v'Simcha is on the 14th. Shaila is, when is Matanas Mishloach Manos? So some say Mishloach Manos goes together with the Suda, because it has one of the reasons for Mishloach Manos is everybody should have something nice for the Suda, so they get something for somebody else. But that's Pashtus how it is. We'll see later. But in any case, that's the thing that's missing. We know when Matanas Levyonim is, we know when Mikra Megillah is, and we know when the Mishta V'Simcha is. Now the same halacha would be the Gabe Purim that falls on Shabbos. So the Mukafos Choma, what's it called? The Purim of Mukafos Choma falls on Shabbos, so they read the Megillah on the 14th, which is what's it called, Friday. And the Chorah, they give Matanas Levyonim that day too, because when you ever read the Megillah, that's when you give Matanas Levyonim. The Suda, the Chorah, should be Bismana on Shabbos. But the Rishalmi says that the Suda of Shabbos can't be Yotze, the Suda of Purim, because the Suda of Purim is something that you have to do, not something that's anyway going to be done. So therefore, the Suda either should be Friday, or Sunday, and or Shabbos. Those are the three possibilities, and there are three different shittas. One holds that the Suda should be on Friday when you read Megillah, and Mishloach Manos the same thing. Others hold no, that you push off the Suda to Sunday. That's what we have Purim Meshulash, and that Mishloach Manos is also on Sunday. And according to some, Matanas Levyonim is also pushed off to Sunday, which doesn't really fit in with this because the Chorah should be on the day you read the Megillah. But in any case, there are all different shitas when these things are. When the Suda is, if Purim falls on Shabbos, Tezvav falls on Shabbos, and even though we have Lo Yavor, that's only the Gabi Mikra Megillah. It's not Legabe Mishta V'Simcha. The Lo Yavor is only going on Mikra Megillah. Okay. Omar Rab, Megillah B'Zmana Korin Oso Afila B'Yachid. When you read the Megillah in its proper time, then you can read it even one person alone. Shelo bizmana biasara, but not bizmana, Rashi says, like the kfarim that are makdim liyom achnisa, or other possibilities where, what's it called, it falls on Shabbos and you read it earlier, right? Then you need 10 people to read the Megillah. Since it's not the regular zman, you need 10 for persumei nisa. When it's the regular zman and everybody's reading it, so then you don't need 10. Ravasi Omar, Bein Bismana, Bein Shalom Bismana, Biasora. Ravasi says, doesn't make a difference, Bismana, Shalom Bismana, you always need 10. As Machlokas has shown him what that means. See, Rashi says it's not Le'ikuva. Even the one who holds you need 10, that's only the Chatchila. But the Dievet of Adi, if you don't have 10, you read the Megillah. There are Rishonim who hold that those who hold you need 10, if you don't have 10, there's no Kriya from Megillah. The halacha, though, is l'maisa, if you don't have 10, you don't make a bracha after it. You make a bracha before, but not a bracha after. Another shaila is like this. According to the ones who hold that it's not ma'akid, is l'maisa, according to the one who says you don't need 10, right? Rav, who says you don't need 10, is mana. Is that only that the d'evit it's okay? But l'chatchila, even he holds you should try to get 10. Or no, even l'chatchila, there's no Indian, it's also machlokas rishonim. Rashi bismana biyadalid. If you read the Megillah in its proper time on yadalid, or if you live in a mukefes home and it's tesvav, mitoshi chova bo biyom. I'll call yochid the yochid. Korin also afil biyochid. Since that's the chov on every individual on that day, so therefore every individual can read it by himself. Da kol korin bo the ikur pirsum neis and still pirsum neisa. Master from Rashi, there's not even an inyan lechatchila to read it with 10. Shelo bezmana kagon kfarim hamakdim liyom haknisa ein korin osela basora deboinam pirsu meinisa. But shelo bezmana, there you need 10 lechatchila. Rav Asi omar, bein bezmana, bein shelo bezmana, mitzvah lachzor acharei sora. whether it's a proper time or an earlier time, you always lechatzila have to look for 10. Mishum persumenis. Ilo ashkach asar, but he didn't find 10. Lo omer avashi lo likri. Avashi doesn't mean that you shouldn't read the Megillah with less than 10. It means lechatzila should read it with 10. She'ein iser kriyos of yavah. No iser to read it alone. Ela mitzvah lekros of yasor. It's a special mitzvah persumenis to read it with 10. The svara of the other shitas that you can't read it, that's no persume nisa. The whole mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is persume nisa. If you read it less than 10, there's no persume nisa. Okay. Havei uvda, the chosh le'rav l'hod ravasi. It was a maisa, and they didn't have 10, and the rav was chosh for ravasi, that he looked around for a minion of 10. Umi Omar Rav Hachi, did Rav say that? Omar Rav Yehuda Bereid of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei the Rav Purim Shechol Lios B'Shabbos Erev Shabbos Zmanam. Right, Purim fell on Shabbos, so Erev Shabbos is the call the Zman of Megillah. The verse says Erev Shabbos Zmanam or Shabbos Zmanam. Mashma that the Iker Zman was Erev Shabbos. That's not true. Until Rabba came along and made his Gzeira, the Anshek Nesagdova said you could read on Shabbos. So the Iker Zman is Shabbos, except it was pushed away to Friday because of the Gzeir of Rabbah. El Alav Hochikomer. What does it mean, Zmanam Hu? Shalo Bezmanam Kizmanam. Right? Here, since it was pushed away to Friday, you never read on Shabbos. So Friday became as if it was Bezman. And the Mele, you don't need Asorah. Mazmanam Afila Beyochid, Af Shalo Bezmanam Afila Beyochid. It's much as well. Leinik Mikra Megillah Basorah. Right, it wasn't meant to tell me the halacha of reading with 10 or not. Elamai erev Shabbos manam lafuke mi the Rebbe. The Omer hoil the nidchua yoros mikomam yidchul yom haknisa comes to tell me not like Rebbe. I might think that once it's pushed away from Shabbos, so you read on Yom Haknisa. From Ashbel, no, you read on Friday. That Friday's a zman and not Yom Haknisa. Hakam Ashbel did erev Shabbos manam hu and not you don't push it off to Thursday. Rashi. V'chashle Rav l'hod Ravashi v'chol v'chizor asor v'kibtzon. He looked around for 10. Again, mashim from Rashi that according to what Rav said in the beginning that you don't need 10 means even l'chatzila you don't need 10 because it's otherwise looking around l'chatzila for 10 doesn't show that he held a Ravashi. Right? It's a child of only l'chatzila. Rav held l'chatzila you don't need even l'chatzila to look, and Ravashi said l'chatzila you have to look for 10. Erev Shabbos Manamu, Mashma Shehu Zmana Kavua Lahu Mimei Anshek Nesagdola. Right? Mashma, the first thing the Gemara thought was that Erev Shabbos Manam means that was the main Zman made by the Anshek Nesagdola, which is not true. Midlaka Omer Magdimim Erev Shabbos. It didn't say that when Purim falls on Shabbos, you're mocked him to Erev Shabbos, but it said Erev Shabbos Manam. Mashma, that's the way they were Masakin to begin with. They never were Misakin to read the Megillah on Shabbos, only on Erev Shabbos. L'hachi kashalei wa Shabbos manamu. Shari yudalit hukva l'proset. From the Iker Takon of the Megillah, you read on Shabbos, on the 14th. Ela l'hachi nok at high lishna. So why did it say zmanamu? The tishba minoa hoel the tiknu lohen chachme Yisrael sha'achar knes agdola. L'hag de mishum de rabba. Since, in the time of Rabba, they made a takona not to read on Shabbos, and pushed it up to Friday. Harihu lanu kiyom uzmana kavua mitchila lechol dvarim. It becomes like the zman, since it's impossible to read on Shabbos. So it's not like reading shalom zmano. It becomes now like the zman. Yafapishu shalom zmano havki zmano. Even though it's really not the proper time, it became the proper time, and therefore, what's it? Well, you don't need a minion. Mashma that if it wouldn't be the proper time, you'd need a minion. Mishnah. Ezeu hi ir gedola. So the what's it called? Kol she yesh bo asora batlonim. What's considered a big city? That's not a kfar. That's not makdim liyom haknisa. It has to have asora batlonim. Pachos mikan or is a kfar. Anything, any city that doesn't have asora batlonim, and we already learned asora batlonim according to Rashi means that they are free all day for davening. Whenever you'll have, they're always in the shul. And according to other Rishonim, they don't have to be free all day. They just have to be free at the time of Davin. And according to others, according to the Rambam, Asor Batlan are people who are Oseik B'Tzorchei Tzibur. They don't have their own personal jobs. They're free to do Tzorchei Tzibur all the time. So an Ir Gedola, that doesn't have asara batlonim has a din of a kfar and can be makdim leo machnisa. Right? Shaila Rishonim, whether it has to be makdim yom haknisa or they're allowed to be makdim yom haknisa. Right? That's one shaila. The second shaila is, what about a walled city that doesn't have asara batlonim? Tosus learns that asara batlonim is not significant to a walled city at all. Walled city always reads on the 15th, no matter how many batlonim it has or doesn't have batlonim. Right? The wall is mechayiv on the 15th, and that's it. Some Rishonim learn that a walled city without asara batlonim has the din of a kfar, and either can read on the 15th, or it can read on Yom HaKnisa. And some learn that a walled city without asara batlonim, the mile of the wall is batl, it never reads on the 15th. It could read on the 14th, or on the Yom HaKnisa. Okay. Be'elu amru makdimin, when it comes to reading the Megillah, in a kfar, you're allowed to read it earlier, but not later, because it says v'lo yavo. V'lo ma'achron, you can't read it after the 14th or the 15th, only before. Avos man atzei kohanim, when the zman came from atzei kohanim, which we had in Tainus, right, the days that were set aside for different families to bring the eitzim for the mizbeach, if those days fell on Shabbos, they pushed it off to the next day. The Sunday. The Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, you fast on Sunday. You don't make it earlier, make it later. Chagig of a Hakel, if Yom Tov fell on Shabbos, you can't bring a Korban Chagiga, right, or an Olas Ria, so you bring it after Shabbos, on Chol HaMoed. The Hakel, same thing, if Hakel, the day for Hakel, which is the second day of Sukkot, is Shabbos, you don't make Hakel on that day, you make it on the next day. Ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. Those you make later, not earlier. Afa pisha omru makdimin v'lo ma'achrin. Even though when it comes to the kfarim, they used to read Megillah early. Mutarin behesped of a tainis umatonis levyonim. However, they what's it called? The hesped and tainis is not osir, and you give matonis levyonim on the earlier day. But you don't, it's not Osir Behesped the Tainus, only the 14th and the 15th are Osir Behesped the Tainus, and the days that you read the Megillah early are not Osir Behesped the Tainus. Amr of Yehuda, Amosai b'makom shenachmer, neichnosim b'sheni v'chamishi. Where Yehuda says that the only time you're allowed to be mocked in by a kfar is where the people from the kfar go to the city on Monday and Thursday. But if they don't normally go to the city on Monday and Thursday, then a kfar has to read on the regular day too. It was only to make a tova to the kfarim, since they're coming anyway on Monday and Thursday, they might as well read the Megillah then, instead of being matriach them to come a second time. But if they don't come in on Monday and Thursday regularly, then there's no reason why they shouldn't come in on Purim, and they read on the regular day. Rashi, be'elu amru bizmanim shel Megillah, amru matimim, in Chol Yudalah B'Shabbos. Right? By Megillah we said that you could be Makdim. And one way of Makdim is the Kfarim, and the other way is if Megillah fell on Shabbos, you read it earlier, you're on Friday or Thursday. Avos man atzei kohanim v'ha'am, ha'am r'seches tainis. The Gemara in Tainis says there were special days in the year that they certain families brought wood for the Mizbeach. If that day fell on Shabbos, they brought it the next day, not the day before. Same thing goes if Asara B'Teves or Shivasa B'Tamuz falls on Shabbos, you push it off to Sunday. Here Rashi says clearly that Asara B'Teves, if it falls on Shabbos, you fast on Sunday. There's an Avudron that says that if Asara B'Teves could fall on Shabbos, now it can't according to the calendar, but if it could, you would fast on Shabbos. Because by Asara B'Teves it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, and just like Yom Kippur, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh tells me you fast even on Shabbos, the Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, Asara B'Teves, even on Shabbos, and the Reb Chaim Brisker says the idea is not that Be'etzem Yom Hazeh, we have a Gzeres Shav or something, it's a Pasuk in Navi. But the idea is that all the other Taniyos, the main thing was the month. Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaRevi, whatever. But on Asar B'Teves, the day was significant, and therefore even Shabbos you fast. Why is it mentioned Tisha B'Av? It applies to all Taniyos. Shivasa B'Tamuz, Asar B'Teves, and what's it called, Tzom Gedalia. Mentions Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is special, that Tisha B'Av had a lot of Tzoros that happened on it. Ta'akol Misanim Bo, everybody has to fast on it, because we learned in Rosh Hashanah, Voshar Tzomo Samirim Sechus Rosh Hashanah, Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Enisanim. By the other Tzomos, it depends on the Ratzu. Because since not huchbalu b'tzoros, it depends. If they wanted to fast, they fasted. When there was, what's it called, no Beis HaMikdash, but there was shalom, so then it depended on desire to fast or not. Even though Bizman HaZeh, the minig is that everybody's makabel on themselves to fast these days, doesn't depend on that anymore. But since those fast days aren't completely set, so it didn't mention them, it mentioned Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is set, and it doesn't depend on anything, as long as there's no Beis HaMikdash, you have to fast on Tisha B'Av. The Chagiga, Im Chol Yontef B'Shabbos, Dokun Shalmi Chagiga L'Mokor. If Yontef falls on Shabbos, you can't bring a Shlomim Shalmi Chagiga on Shabbos, so you bring it on Sunday, or on any days of Chol HaMoed. Shari Yesh L'Tashlim in Kol Shiva, because you could bring it all 7 days of Yontef, of Chol HaMoed, to make up for not bringing it the first day. So if you couldn't bring it the first day, you bring it one of the other days. The Chain Hakel, but you can't bring it before Yom Tov, only after Yom Tov. The Chain Hakel, Esha'am, she b'shana rishona shal shmita b'motzoi Yom Tov ha'achron. Hakel is motzoi Yom Tov rishon of Sukkot, the first day of Chol HaMoed, at night. You make Hakel, shal chag, k'desib mikei sheva shanim b'moed shnas ha'shmita, k'namrin m'sechah sota, Shehoya HaMelech Kori B'Torah Sefer Mishnah Torah, the Chol Ha'am Chayovin Lavo, Lahavi Estapam. Everybody has to come, men, women, children, to receive Hakel Esa'am, Hu Anoshim, Anoshim Atap, Uve Shabbos Yevsha. Can't do it on Shabbos because they had to build a big bima, and they couldn't build it before Shabbos, and Lamaisa, so they, what's it called, couldn't build it on Shabbos, so therefore they had to push it off to the next day. Umavir No Solomocher. What?
How could they do that when the Torah
specifies the day? What do you mean, how could they do it?
The Torah.
Yes, it has also, the Gemara learns out from Sukkim, that, what's it called? That if you didn't do it then, you did it the next day. It's like the Yom Tov. The Gemara, Yerushalmi, Mefarish, the Hodol Avdin, Le B'Shabbos, Kutni HaBima. The reason you didn't do it on Shabbos, because you couldn't build the Bima. If it's not Bima, Shalei, Tzoyu, Osem, Lamelech, Bazor, V'Yoshev, Aleo. U'Parchim, Hosem, Lev, the Mesel, so make it before Yom Tov. Right? When it says Mishali Dechikale as Azara. Now they need room in the Azara, there's a lot of people. They can't put a beam in the middle of the Azara and make congestion. The Lomak team in time of first more. I'll explain why you do it later, not before. Okay. Tana Asara Batlonim Shvetaknesis. Right? Asara Batlonim are the people who are either always in shul or always available to be in shul at the proper time. The Elu Omru Matim Vlomachrim, my timer. Omer Baba, Omer Shmuel, Omer Krov, Velo Yavar. By Purim, you can't do it after the 14th or 15th, because it says Velo Yavar. Omer Baba, Omer Shmuel, Menayin She Monim Yomim Lashonim. Rav Abba said the name of Shmuel. Since we said one thing in his name, we'll say another thing. How do you know you don't count days for years? Meaning, in order to make the solar year and lunar year the same, we could add 11 days. And make every lunar year an extra 11 days, and then it would be equal, and we'd have no problem of Pesach always being in the spring. How do you know you don't do that? Shenemar lechod shehashana chadoshim atamon l'shanim v'yatamon yomim l'shanim. The unit that goes into making a year is a month, not days. So the only way we can do it, therefore, is adding an extra month, right, every, in a cycle of 19 years, seven times in 19 years, right, then you can make it work out. But you can't do it by adding days. Rabbanan de Kesra, Mishum Rababa, Amru, Menayin Shei Mechash, Mishos, Lechadoshim. Same thing with a month. A month is exactly 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalakim. So some months we make 30 days, and some months 29 days, in order that it should work out, that over the year, it comes out to be a lunar year. We could do it easier. We could do it by adding the hours, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim every month. It'll make the month exactly the way it's supposed to be. So you don't do that. The unit of months is days, not hours. Shenemar ad chodesh yomim, yomim ato mechashiv lechadoshim, v'yato mechashiv sholos lechadoshim. Okay, Rashi. Minayin shein monim yom l'shonim, kigom, person says, konim yayin shani toim l'shona. Person makes a nether that he's not going to drink wine for a year. Moni yudbeis chodesh miyom liyom. So he counts 12 months. That makes up a year. Dimnother be'echad b'nisan, asur ad echad b'nisan haba. He made the nether on the first day of Nisan. 12 months later, the nether's over. Afa pisha dain yesh yud alef yom shimosacham yisirom yimosolavona. But a full solar year hasn't passed. You need 11 more days. Right? Opam yishon osim chadoshim chaserim. Or sometimes just the opposite. We make some of the months chaser, so it's more than 11 days. So how do you know that you don't have to make up those 11 days? Or, like we said, how do you know that the chalau, you don't make the years equal by adding days at the end of the year? And how do you know the same thing by sholos v'chadoshim? Kigon ha'omer ha'rezeh gitech, im lobosim ikan ad chodesh zeh. Person gave a get on the condition that it's a get only if I don't come back this month. Right? V'hoya chodesh chaser, and it was a chodesh chaser of only 29 days. U'bo mechsheich al yom chavtes. Ein omrim adayin u'besol chachodesh, shari chadosha shalavona chavtes yom u'mechta. We don't say, well, there's still 12 hours to go. No, the month is over. It's either a 29-day month or a 30-day month. It can't be 29 and a half days, even though that's really what the month is. Rashi, Gemara. All these things we don't do earlier but later. Tisha B'av, we don't make earlier because you don't want to make tzaris early, push them off. Chagig of a hakel mishum dakati lamot zman chiyuvayim. Can't make it before yomtiv, the zman chiyuv doesn't start till yomtiv. Tana, chagig of a chol zman chagiga ma'achrim. Chagiga and the entire time of Chagiga, you push off. So Moshe says, Bishlam Chagiga, I understand what that means. The Nikla B'Shab. So if the first day of Yontif fell on Shabbos, so Ma'achrin L'Bosser Shabbosah. So you push the Chagiga to Sunday. El Zman Chagiga Mai, what does Zman Chagiga mean? Om Rav Oshi Yohachikomer. Chagiga B'Shabbos, V'Olus Riyach Ilu B'Yontif. Right, what it means is, this is where Rav Oshi learns, the Chagiga, only if it falls on Shabbos do you push it off to Sunday. But Olas Riyah, even on Yontif, you can't bring in Olas Riyah. You have to push it off to Sunday. Because Olas, according to Beis Shammai, you don't bring on Yontif. Because you have to be able to eat it yourself. And Olas completely burnt on the Mizbeah. And Beis Shammai learns Lochem and not Ligavoa. It has to be for your consumption, not for the Mizbeah's consumption. Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin. That's called Zman Chagiga. It's not the Chagiga. But it's the thing that comes in the same time. You bring in a Chagiga, you bring in Olas Riyah, right? The two Karbonas you have to bring when you come to the Azara on Yontif. One is a Shalmei Chagiga, and the other is Olas Riyah. So, Mani Beishamai. This goes according to Beishamai. Tisnam Beishamai, Omri Mevin Shlom B'Yontif, Dein Somchim Aleim. You can bring a Shlomim on Yontif because part of it's eaten by the Bailim, but you don't make Smicha on Yontif. Have a low olos, but you can't bring an ola on Yontif. Ubeisilol omrim mevim shlomim veolos v'somchim aleihem. Beisilol says you can bring an ola because when it says lachem, it only excludes goyim. But if you're bringing it for the sake of the mizbeach, that's also called lachem. It's for your needs. Your needs are to bring a korban, so you can bring an ola on Yontif, and you make smicha. Rava Omar, Rava said a different shot in Chagiga Uzman Chagiga. Rava Omar Chagiga calls Man Chagiga Ma'achrin Tvei Lo. Right? A Korban Chagiga you can push off only during the time that's Shayach to Chagiga. You can't bring it Motzei, what's it called, Hachag, on Isru Chag. You have to bring it sometime, either on Chol HaMoed or the last day, on Sukkot. Dishman, Mishlo Chag B'Yontif HaRishon Shol Chag. Person didn't bring his Chagiga on the first day of Yontif, even when it falls on Yontif. Chogeg v'holech kol haregel. So it says Tashlumim, the entire Sukkot, the Yontif Achron shel Chag, even on Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres is still considered Sukkot legabi the Chagiga. Over haregel v'lo chog, ein ochai b'achriyusov. But if the Yontif went away, forget it, you can't bring it anymore. Ravashi Omar, you're not chayiv to bring it, Meili can't bring it. Ravashi Omar, chagiga v'cholzman chagiga ma'achrin. Ravashi learns a third pshat. What chagiga v'cholzman chagiga? Afilo atzeres, even shvuas, which is only one day, you have 7 days to make up the carbon. After shvuas, 6 more days. Dechad yuma ma'achrin. Dishnan modim shimchol atzeres yos b'shabbos. Everybody agrees that if shvuas falls on Shabbos, shiyom tavuach achra Shabbos, that the day for bringing the karbanos is after Shabbos, even though it's not Shavuos anymore, but it has tashlumim all 7 days. Okay. See what Rashi says. That's okay. Akati lomotas man chiyuvayu. You can't bring these things earlier because the chiyuv didn't start yet. Din yaktimu lo yotzi dechoboshin. You wouldn't be yotze. You did it earlier. V'chein atzei kohanim shekavua lehem zman kavua b'nedor. Right? That there's a set time that you can't bring it before that time. You can bring it after that time, not before. If Yom Tov fell on Shabbos, you don't bring the Chagiga, you bring it the next day. What's Zman Chagiga? I feel it'll be Yom Tov. Zman Chagiga. Right? But on Yom Tov, you don't bring in all the Sri according to Beis Shammai. Even though it's Zman Chagiga, it's Yom Tov, but still, you're Ma'acher the Ola Sriya. Shemut Rahakiv Shammai Chagiga. You don't bring the Ola. When it falls on Shabbos. There's something else that even though it's a Zman Chagiga, it's Yom Tov, you also push it off. That's the Ola Sriya. Ve'ezuzu Ola Sriya. Shechovas Regal. Tesiv lo yeru p'nai reikam. The Amriya Masefes Chagiga lo yeru p'nai reikam ba'olos uzvachim. Any ola that's not kavua lazman, and it's not a carbon, what's it called, tzibur, which you do bring, the carbon atomic you bring on Yom Tov, bring it even on Shabbos. But an ola that a person could bring the next day, doesn't not kavua lazman, and it's not a carbon tzibur, you don't bring on Yom Tov. That's Beis Shammai. Mevi'im shlomim b'yantiv, shehei maichol adam b'yantiv. Because it says you have to be able to eat it. Ochol nefesh. So a shlomim you eat. Part of it at least. Mainly you can bring the carbon on yantiv. Uksiv achas sheyei ochol l'chol nefesh. Only ochol nefesh is matur malacha on yantiv. Ve'ein somchim aleim sh'asmicha shvusi. Beshamei holds that smicha is a shvus. You have to lean down on the animal. You mishtamish b'balchai, which is an issur d'rabbanan, and you can't make smicha on Yom Tov. Yisman elu hem yishum shvus l'roch v'nag ha-behema v'yal elu shiakrivu b'Yom Tov yismichu me'esmo. Beishamai holds that you make the smicha erev Yom Tov. And we don't hold the take of the smicha shrita, that you have to make the smicha immediately before the shrita. The less of the beishamai take of the smicha shrita. Avalo olo say mevim, but olos beishamai holds you can't bring on Yom Tov. The savri lachem v'lo l'gavoa has to be for your consumption, not for the mizbeach's consumption. You could bring an ola on Yom Tov. Umani makayim lachem. I says akasher yochal lachem. Lachem lo nachrim comes to exclude goyim. You can't cook for goyim, but you could cook for the sake of the mizbeach. Kol zman chagiga kol haregel ad Yom Tov achro v'shay lashosa. You can push off the chagiga all the time that the chagiga shayach means till shmini atzeres. Rav Ashi Omer Chagiga Kol Zman Shenemra Bo Chagiga Ma'achrin Imbo B'Shabbos Vafilu Atzeres She'eino Ele Yom Echad Tashlum In Yeshva. Even Shavuos, which is only one day, still the 7 days to make up the carbon, even by Shavuos, because we learn it from Pesach. Kol Shiva V'adayin Yeshva Zman Likorek U'modim Batzeres She'chol Yos B'Shabbos Nusechus Chagiga Nech Leku Batzeres She'chol Yos B'Erek Shabbos. They Shamein Be'Sil will argue on Shavuos that fell on Friday. When do you bring the korbanos? Bishamei omrim yom tivur shel atzeres achra Shabbos. So Bishamei says you push off the korbanos till Sunday. You don't bring them on Friday either. Well, Bishamei, because it's too much rush getting prepared for Shabbos, so they pushed it to Sunday. Well, Bishamei v'tamayu da'amri olo se'makrivim b'yantiv. Because Bishamei holds you can't bring an ola on yantiv, so you can't bring it on Friday, you can't bring it on Shabbos, so you wait till Sunday. Hilgach lo yakrivu ad lachas Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel omrim ein lo yom tivua. Beis Hillel says, no, you bring it on Friday. Because you can bring an ola and a shlomim on Friday, Yom Tov, no problem. So you don't have to push off anything. Ain't sort lahamtin lim tivua. Shlashlom and va'olos kreven biyantim. Umbodim, however, even Beis Hillel agrees that if Shavuos fell on Shabbos, then you don't bring the korbanos till the next day. Umbodim batzer shecholios b'Shabbos, she'ein olas riyah v'shalmi chagig or kreven b'Shabbos. You don't bring olas riyah or shalmi chagig on Shabbos. Umamtin liyom tivua shal korbanos hayom achra Shabbos. You bring them both on Sunday. Alma yesh tashlum matzeres. Not only that, if you didn't bring them on Sunday, you can bring them for the next 6 days also.